Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
I still can't believe that we have wires, new wires, and it's still fucking crackling.
Right. I don't know if they can hear it, but anyway. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. You're listening to episode 584.
Where, and this is Steel Plant.
Steel Plant.
Yeah.
Where we record live out of our Chicago studio.
Studio of Chicago.
Slash Northwestern Chicago's.
Northwestern.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Northwestern.
You're such a loser.
You're such a dick.
I know. So, you guys, we were just talking about...
Wait.
We no have no emails, voicemails.
No voicemail, because we have but two fans, and
right.
They're here.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And they're here.
Right. So, exactly.
Guess we need to text ourselves and call right, ourselves.
Exactly. Call ourselves. Text ourselves.
Let me make sure, but I'm pretty sure that...
No, I don't think we have any. We had a lot of fucking emails from Beth Hart about some goddamn YouTube videos.
No, we keep getting them for Cafe Press, too. Like, what the fuck? I didn't sign up for that shit.
I know. I was like, girl. Oh, my God.
Wait, I thought I deleted all these.
I deleted them.
Oh, we did have some activity for the bitch. YouTube channel, but we're going to leave that for the... YouTube channel.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, we did. We had a lot of people subscribe.
Are you sure you deleted these?
I deleted them off of my phone. And that usually goes through to the server. Oh, no. I didn't delete the YouTube Bet Hart ones. No, I didn't delete those.
Let's delete them now while we're talking.
Because I wasn't sure if you wanted me to delete them or not.
So okay. That's what I wanted to hold off.
They're deleted, y'all. So...
our internet is gone. Bam.
Just want to let you it's know gone that. Now. It's not working.
It's the
AT&T guy is here.
AT&T. Hi, my name is AT&T.
So Roger was having an issue with his internet last time we were here because yes. We were getting 1 gigabyte download.
And like 0.000005.
Oh, we got our numbers mixed up.
Right. upload, which is like worse than a turtle.
Like, that's worse than dial-up.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is probably dial-up. Is that an Indian?
No, that's racist is what that is. Right.
Dot or feather.
No, too soon.
Did they die off?
No.
Which one died off?
You got...
Oh, that's right. The Americans killed off the Indians for Thanksgiving. Right. And then said, hey, what up, bitches? We ate all your food. Now we're going to kill
and
you.
And some of them were actually Mexican people or... what they would be called
indigenous
Mexican now. Indigenous.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're telling them to go back to their own damn country. And we're like,
as they were ripping
Texas,
that
Arizona.
Right.
All of that
belonged to Mexico right. At some point.
Heller.
Stupid.
Heller.
Had Mexico not sold off Texas, Arizona, California, Washington, Oregon,
taking
we would
over.
Have been a big motherfucking country.
Heller.
But we're stupid.
Right.
Apparently, we wanted to continue doing maid jobs. Or gardeners.
Well,
or cooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we were just talking about... We are kind of, sort of, Bath and Body Works orders.
Yes. Okay. But before we continue with the Bath and Body Works order, I just want to say thank you for no one calling.
Right.
Or emailing. Or Twittering. Well, that's not true, because we had some Twitters.
No, we got some Twitters.
We got John Ung wants to record a duet with me.
That would be John Ong.
I did say John Ong.
You said Ung.
Ong.
It's, that's...
Ong. John Ung. That's horrible.
Baron Frosty is pretty popular on the Twitters.
On the Twatters?
Let's see, who else do we have here? Lady Random, thank you. Dennis J, of course, he's always
very, very popular among the twats.
Hendrick.
I love JD. Hendrick, yes.
We have some,
although I'm a little disappointed that Hendrick didn't call, because we did not, I repeat, mention the great
the
butterfly.
Second show we did.
The first one we didn't. Yeah, but what? He could have called.
Yep, should have called. Mm-hmm. Well, called. He just texted me instead.
That's nothing.
That's nothing. Urban Guy T.O., who we know who
love
that is.
Him.
Love him.
Love his little bald head. And I'm not talking about the one on top of his shoulders.
Oh, hey.
I'd have to unwrap it, but it's awkward. Anyways.
We love to unwrap one, right?
Always love to unwrap.
So we are Bath & Body Works. Horrors.
Jen and Angela have nothing on us.
Right. Oh my God. We should be Jen and Angela for Halloween next year.
Oh my God. I think I actually saw a YouTube video of someone imitating Angela, and it was a man.
So we have this thing of where we get ridiculous in Bath & Body Works when there's a sale.
Okay. I also want to say...
Oh, I need to stand up already.
To add on top, well, you've been sitting down for a while. To add on top of that, Ricky fuels the flame. Because, like, yesterday, the day before yesterday, he texted me and he was like, hey, did you see the email from Bath & Body Works? He's like, oh my God, the 3 wicks are going to be $8. And I was like, yes, girl, I saw the email. Yes, I'm going to be on top of it. We share the same fucking brain cell.
Right.
and then on yesterday morning, I got the same text message, but just was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't believe we're $8. And I'm like, literally, I'm at work and I'm going, okay. I was like, can you pick me up some? Oh, and what happened?
I said, you can't go to the store after work.
I was going to do something, which I will get to what I was doing in a minute. Okay. I was not going to be able to go.
Oh, well, okay. But then I asked you what you wanted and you're like, never mind. I don't need you in my life. And I was like, oh,
talk okay. about passive
like
aggressive.
What do you want? Don't talk to me. Go away.
I said, like, go away.
So we, all right. So, well, Roger's more of the lotion person. Like, you're more like, to the body lotion.
Well, you know why?
Stuff.
Okay. I'll tell you why. I'm more. Oh my God. They said that on Modern Family this past weekend.
They
did
that.
Yeah. With who? The bigger guy.
Oh, Cam?
Yeah. Cam is the one who's like, oh, we are better geese than that. Oh, grrr. I was like, oh my God. That was hilarious. Well, see, the thing about with their candles in particular, this is the reason why I don't buy them. I will take advantage of the sale, but the reason I don't buy them is because they don't burn. Like, there's two types of candles that are made in the United States. One is where they actually mix the fragrance all the way through the mm-hmm. candle, and then there's the other one is where they just put it like at the surface and at the bottom. So the middle doesn't have any scent. That's the kind that I've experienced with Bath & Body Works. So that's the reason why I won't buy a lot of the
times.
I've
never experienced that.
Really?
Ever.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Well, that's good. I mean, Yankee Candle is different. So Yankee
and
Candle.
And more expensive. Yeah. And never have an $8 sale.
No. However, they are better candles.
But never have an $8 sale.
That's true.
Never have a $10 sale.
But there's
sale.
A reason why they're giving them for $8, because you're getting $4 on the top and $4 at the bottom.
No, not mine. Mine are perfectly fine.
But anyways, I think they've changed it now. Now they smell. I have had a couple of their purchases before, and they're fine.
So then today, they have hand soap for $2.50, and it's driving me insane because... That is an excellent price, especially if you have a coupon. But
if this was being videotaped right now, you'd see his excitement. It's kind of cute because he's like jumping up and down, kind of like moving. He's so excited.
I already have like 35 bottles. Not really 35, probably 20.
Not really 35, like 34.
But I have 3 sinks in my house. So, you know, they get used.
Well, I think, like, you can never have enough soap, period. Because you can also use it as body soap if you ever ran out, like, an emergency. You could also use it as dish soap.
Ew.
It's got antibacterial. That's good.
I don't think I'd do that. But my thing is that I really don't like all these winter scents that much because it's all, like, cookie and vanilla and gingerbread and cinnamon. I like all the spring stuff, the summer.
Yeah.
Stuff like the coconut, yeah. The lime.
Coconut.
Coconut, the limes, you know, clean cotton, ocean, whatever.
Right. It all I smells. Like a clean asshole.
I've never smelled that candle or hand soap, but I'm pretty sure.
It smells zesty.
It. Just the word to me comes to me as smesty. Like messy and zesty at the same time.
Smesty?
Smesty. That's what they should call it. The hand soap should be called smesty.
And smesty it, by and Beth looks, and Butter.
And they have a close-up of a butthole.
No. It's the end of
with
a balloon.
With the flower coming out.
It's the end of a balloon.
No. There's a picture of a butthole, but inside is a flower stuck in it. So it's like you can see the wrinkles from the buttholes, but then there's a flower, so you actually can't see the hole. And then there's...
What is wrong with us?
And then there's little pieces of toilet paper as dreads, the dingleberries.
That's so gross. That's not a really zesty, clean asshole.
That's messy. Smesty.
By Bath and Body Works.
Oh my god. They should ask us to make our own set.
Oh.
So yeah, we're kind of like obsessed with that.
Yeah, it's really, this obsession of candles is really insane for me.
And I know when we walk in, everyone in unison in their little headphones go, "Faggots!"
Are you talking about the other faggots that are saying that?
No, the workers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh. Well, most of them
the
are
gays.
Women.
Well, true, but then there's a couple undercover, you know.
They're not even undercover.
FTMs in there. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's called undercover. I think that's called...
FTM?
No, you're not. I don't think that's...
Tread lightly, girl.
No, what I'm trying to say is I don't think that's the correct term for that.
What, transgender?
Like, you should just say person.
Well,
they're not undercover.
That's true. Oops. So what else do we have to talk about? Well, we have
we have some Christmas cards we're gonna be sending out later today.
Yeah, to the two people that responded.
I'm like, I'm kind of don't know what's happening, and well, I think I do know what's happening, which I think.
Stop him hanging around. Say
is,
what you need to say.
Making me a wonder little, about what I do.
A little angry?
Not angry. So the past couple years, it's always been like 80-some people, 80, 90 people wanting a Christmas card.
And then I come along and it's like 10.
And so this year we have 20. And I'm kind of like, does that mean the listeners are disappearing and they don't care anymore? Or am I just overthinking it? Maybe people just don't want a Christmas card.
Maybe people don't like
reading
me.
It. Maybe Roger is taking us down.
That's it. It could be true. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's no
We'll never know.
Right. Well, I mean, what I do know is I'm pretty likable. So
I like how you said you're pretty likable and then gave a fake smile.
Right. you know what? It doesn't really bother me.
So I don't
me.
Know if I'm disappointed or just my feelings are hurt or I don't know. It's kind of a weird feeling.
Well, you know what? It is the year of the podcast. And we're
not there apparently.
Shut up. But I think that a lot like this, I've noticed that, and this could just be because I'm like into a lot of podcasts now, but I've noticed that there's been a surge of people going over to the podcast side, like mm-hmm. tons of new podcasts are popping up. And I think it's interesting. And that just may be like people are just either, you know, kind of like that cycle where people are dropping off and new people will come up. Do we want to?
Well, I've been doing it for 8 years.
Maybe it's
starting to show me. Maybe it's me. Maybe people are tired of the same thing all the time.
Well, that's why we need to respond to that email.
Well, are we going to even talk about that?
We should talk about that.
I'm embarrassed.
No. Okay. So I will go ahead and say it. So Baron Frosty on the Twitters reached out, sent out a message to us stating that the World of Wonder production company was looking for YouTube sensations, you know, to add to their like roster of like YouTube videos that they, I'm not sure if they actually produce them or not. I think they must have some sort of hand in the video making, and some sort of dictation as to how that the YouTube goes. And then Ricky replied and was just like, oh my God, that would be amazing. And World of Wonder replied to us, favored our tweet, you know, started following us and responded like, let's talk. And Ricky reached out to them and they haven't reached out back.
Cause they saw our videos.
Well, first of all, I have two problems with your response. One is that, you really didn't give a lot of information in the response. And two, you didn't link our channel to them. So, but that's beside the point, because they could look us up, because even on our Twitter, I mean, if you just look at our Twitters, you could see that the video's on there.
I didn't give them too much information because they said they wanted to chat. I'm not going to beg them.
No, I don't think it's begging. I don't think it's begging. But I mean, and that's okay, because whatever. It was fine. They still haven't responded. They could just be like, whoever the person is.
But Roger's going to email them now.
Whoever the person.
Bitch is on a mission.
Whoever is responding to their Twitter account may have not been able to get back to you right away. So
maybe they've been on vacation.
Whatever the case may be, I'm going to go ahead and email them anyway. And I will email them and find out what they can provide us or offer us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that we stand to provide something to people. I think it's funny. I think we could definitely go pretty far. If Miss Negative Nancy over here stopped doubting us, I think that we're right. Yeah. Do you need a mirror?
Looking at it.
Take your phone. but no, I you know, this kind of involves the listeners as well. I mean, and the people who watch YouTube, like we if we haven't said enough, and if you don't get that, I don't know what else you want to get, but we do appreciate you guys watching our videos. Mm-hmm. We do appreciate you guys following us on all our social media accounts. But we also would like for you guys to share us and, you know, promote retweet us, re-Facebook us, re-YouTube us. Like,
that's going to help us and your friends' friends.
That's going to help us get elevated, but also elevate the content that we bring to you guys in terms of, the YouTube side of it. Like, the production value will go up. Maybe if anything were to come out with the World of Wonder production, you know, maybe we can
get a better camera,
get better like get something that's going to elevate the quality of videos that we put out for you guys. I think that would be an amazing partnership. And I feel like someone's coming up here. It's kind of creepy. I feel like that would definitely be something that we could actually provide.
Oh, do you think should we pause?
Yeah.
Let's pause.
Hold on.
And we're back.
And unhold.
Well, we had to pause because the cable guy came.
It was literally like a 2-minute pause.
Right. Well.
two-hour pause.
Actually, while we were paused, he did all the internet stuff. We signed the cards.
Yes. We got everything that we needed to do
after the show. Yeah. So we did it in the middle of the show. So now we're back. We decided that we're only going to do one show this week
We're tired, but we're also bringing you a Drunkie Cast next week. And
oh, I forgot about that.
And I think that that's going to be a long show. Do we want to do it live? We haven't done a live show in a very long time.
But a Drunkie Live Cast would be fun.
Do you want to do that instead?
Drunkie Live Cast would be fun.
I can make sure that we're stacked up.
Oh, okay.
But then that means
Tony's going to be there.
I was going to say, you can't bring the provider. Or you could come over earlier.
I can, and he can watch TV.
Yeah, but how are we going to be drinking, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Well, he knows I drink, so I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yes.
When is it supposed to be?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We can do it Friday.
So
if you want.
Come over during the day and we record while Tony's working, and then he can stop by in the afternoon and we could just watch TV or whatever.
Right. Then we could always do a drunkie cast then.
A drunkie cast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
we have a couple topics we want to talk about. Okay, first of all, so the World of Wonder thing, just to kind of finish that up, because I feel like it was unwrapped.
We're going to contact them and see what happens.
Yeah, we're definitely going to contact them. But also, please, you know, again, retweet us, re-Facebook us.
Share our shit.
Share our video. You know, tell your friends.
Did someone say my name?
Oh. Well, hi.
Oh.
And sorry, we had a horse come through here.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right. Oh, I love her.
Truth.
Parentheses, Sarah Jessica Parker. Anyway, so, okay. So, yeah. So, do that for us. We really appreciate it. You know, even though we didn't get any, like, correspondence this week. We do appreciate you guys. Also, the cards that are going out for the two people that replied. Thank you for the remainder of you.
For writing all that out.
Right. For the remainder of you, fuck off.
Maybe next year.
I take that offensively. I'm offended that only two people reached out to us.
Well, it was more than really two people.
Yeah, well, yes, of course.
But actually, it did make me more appreciative for the person that signed up, and I hope they enjoyed their cards.
Yes. I do hope that everyone enjoys their cards.
Excuse me. Oh, right into the microphone. Share it with everyone.
Right. Oh, I want all our listeners to get
it. What else do we have to talk about?
Okay, so we want to talk about... do you want to head into Serial?
Yeah, we can talk about that. Oh, okay. My God. Last episode is this week coming up.
I know. I'm a little sad. Although, I am a little...
Fucking thing. Why... You're not a rock star. Stop.
I'm very sad that the this particular story is ending. Because I feel like there's a lot of stuff that's still not
unquestioned
answered.
Unquestioned stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And unanswered.
Unanswered, I'm sorry.
Questionable.
Yes, very much questionable. Also, too, like, I mean, I know I'm going to be able to follow the case by, you know, going onto Rabia's website. And I know that I'll get most of my information from there because she's so involved in the case now. Plus, she was also involved in the first couple cases. So I'll be able to follow it, but it's going to be sad to not hear Sarah Koenig tell the story. And I really hope that at some point or another, she comes out and gives us her point of view, like her personal point of view, because the show's no longer running.
I'm sure
that story.
She will, but I also think no matter what the situation is, she will still interview him to see. But this last episode was kind of him reacting to the show and how he feels.
Oh, I thought it was really... So I spoke to a couple of people. Like, I talked to Pookie, and she was completely torn about it, and she was crying, and she was just like really sad over the whole sit over him, especially because, like, I feel personally, like, I felt this episode not only gave you a glimpse of who he was, but really, like, I mean, there have been other episodes where you've gotten a glimpse of him as a person. I think this episode by far was the episode that made him the most real. Like, mm-hmm. I think you saw how human he was. And I found it very interesting and really kind of sad that he has not been able to really show any emotion, because it could really hinder his case. And so, like, you know, when she was explaining how her dad had passed away throughout the process of this record, you know, like, mm-hmm. the recording and the story or whatever, and he couldn't even say anything to her, like, that goes to show you, to me, that just points in the direction that he's just not guilty. Like, mm-hmm. he's really innocent, and it's very, very, very sad that he's there.
Speaking of the story, I don't know if you saw, because I saw it on Twitter, but what Best Buy tweeted this week. It was Thursday.
No, I haven't seen it.
They tweeted, Best Buy has everything you're looking for except for payphones. #Serial. And people went batshit crazy. Like, they were like, I cannot believe the person that just posted this is not fired from Best Buy. I cannot believe this has not been removed.
But you know what, though? And, it's kind of like...
But
I
it
mean,
was kind of funny.
It's Well, I it's mean, funny in the sense that it...
It's
the,
pop culture.
Right, right, right. Like, there, it's... You know, this is one of the things that I feel that has a lot of, like, businesses that have, you know, Twitters and whatever, Twitter accounts or whatever. And even with, like, Instagram, like, this is the thing where you have people who are monitoring those and they're savvy, they're hip, they're whatever, they're on pop culture. And then to say something like that, it's kind of, it's really funny. It's very intuitive into what's going on. I mean, maybe slightly a little insensitive to, like, you know, people who still remain innocent, like Jay and whatever, like, you know, among the story. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the same time, good for them. Good for them for saying that, you know, they back.
Oh, they deleted it.
Yeah, I mean, regardless.
Like, no, we're sorry. That does not. That last tweet was just for a joke, and it does not, you know, it doesn't represent Best Buy as their image or whatever. And I'm it was funny.
But it was funny. And it was actually kind of like, you know, you were doing it towards, you know, because there are never any payphones at a fucking Best Buy. I think it's a really remarkable story that she has, you know, brought to us. And my fear is that the next one is not going to be good. And she has a big shoes to fill with the next story, because she set the precedent with this one. I mean, she got 5 million fucking listeners. Like, that's insane.
Can we have five? Can we just have
one?
1% of that.
But so, I mean, I think it's really interesting. And I really hope that the next story is as intriguing and as, you know, and I'm sure it will be. I mean, from what I've gathered, it seems like I really like her storytelling. Mm-hmm. And it looks like she, you know, she really, really, really is passionate about whatever she's talking about. There were a lot of, like, you know, I was listening to the Slate episode that kind of goes along with it. And
I forgot to listen to that.
Yeah. One of the things that I, you know, they were bashing her, and because that's not what they were doing, but they were just kind of like dissecting the stories in the episode, and they were talking about how she, you know, like, she was being very impartial to Gutierrez.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that she reported on her, so she kind of knows her. But if you follow Rabia's website, Rabia was kind of upset that she had been impartial to Gutierrez because, you know, it was like, you weren't there. Like, you didn't see how she treated these people. And even though there may be some sort of personal connection between you and her, it's really sad that you would sit there and say that you were, I'm going to go ahead and give her, you know, a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was sick.
A benefit of the doubt.
Right. It doesn't take away from the fact that she did a really shitty job with these last two cases, you know, the Whitmans and Adnan, and
which both of those are under, like, review.
Yeah, before ineffective counsel. So it's going to be really interesting to find out what they do. I hope they do, like, a 2020 special on the story. I really hope that they, you know, that laws get changed in the interim, because, you know, this is really sad. For, you know, these two stories in particular is really sad because both of them are essentially the same thing. You know, they're two innocent people are sitting in jail for no reason, you know, mm-hmm. or at least for no, you know, for no evidence to prove that they actually did what they're being accused of. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's really sad, but I'm really sad that it's going to end.
I wonder how much money she got when she asked for the download.
I mean, 5 million. I mean, even if everyone donated a dollar, that's $5 million. That's crazy. So that's a lot of money that she probably got.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I mean, I think that the story has been, it's been interesting. And yeah, I think you should let us know what you guys think about the story. What are your thoughts on Adnan, and what do you feel? And
do we know if Adnan's cute right now? There hasn't been a recent picture of him, right?
No, but I mean, I think his pictures from when he was a high school kid, he was really cute.
But now they said he's, like, thicker and fuller, like, muscular.
Yeah. I'm going to actually send him a letter. I got his address. So Pookie sent him a letter. She sent him
letters.
Yeah. I'm going to send him a card just saying I'm thinking of him and hoping that, you know, good things
come out. Did he write back?
No, I haven't sent the letter. But
he's probably getting a lot of shit. I mean, like a lot of stuff.
She said that he was getting, I'm sorry. Rabia said that he was getting like 8 to 10 to 15, you know, pieces of mail every day. And he was, she was saying that he was also receiving very inexplicit pictures of women that he was sending back. And you know, the worst part about it is like, he's religious. So like, that's so inappropriate.
So we should send him our Nikes?
No.
We shouldn't send him our Nikes?
No. That would not be. No. I don't think that would be, I don't think that would be appropriate for a Muslim man.
maybe he could give it to like a friend.
Who knows?
And then we could be pen pals.
Well, you know, he's been 15 years in there, girl. A little dry spell. It don't hurt to get a handy.
It don't hurt to get a hand.
No, it don't. Praise Allah. That's Indian or a dot or feather.
That was Spanish, actually.
Oh. Oh, indigenous.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was indigenous. Oh, huaraches.
Sandals.
This looks like it's recording weird.
What's going on?
Hold on.
Oh, come on.
And we're back.
Back.
All right. So, well, we're kind of done now, right? We don't have anything else to talk about.
We have tons to talk about.
Like what?
I mean, I'm trying to end this fucking
Get off
thing.
The phone.
I'm trying to get
I don't have anything to talk about.
Hold on. I'm trying to pull up Cholo.
You've been adding stuff to that?
Yeah. You fucking gave me so much shit last week for not fucking using it. Now you're going to sit here and tell me, you've been using it?
It's not updating on my phone.
Well, that's not my problem. Okay, you want to talk about Tony's brother's visit?
Your stuff isn't on here. Are you logged in under the Foul Monkeys?
I added the Slate and Adnan, and I added the Cars. Weirdo.
Oh. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, we got a Facebook, Twitter, Facebook question. Is that what, which one was it?
I did, but I forgot to do it. No one answered actually. So it doesn't matter.
So let's answer it. If you could change anything about your life, what would it be?
This right now.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to get in the conductor seat of this motherfucking wreck of a train. Cause you are bringing us down. Down. Down.
Yeah. Down.
Everybody in the room, how many people think Ricky's bringing us down? Raise your hand.
Ow, I got hit by the fan.
Raise your hand if you're sure.
For those of you that are probably
raising your hand
32 and under, that was a commercial for deodorant.
Right. Would it be 32 and under? I don't know. If you were born after fucking 1990, fuck you.
So what would I change about my life?
I don't know. Is it about life or about yourself?
Let's see.
If you could change anything about your life, what would you change? Your face?
I think that I would... If I could change, like, at any time, any point in your life, I think I would have stopped my parents from moving from southwestern Virginia and stayed in northern Virginia and D.C. Because I think my life would have been totally different if we grew up in the city.
How so?
I don't know. I just don't think there would have been so much, like...
Drama,
family issues. I think... I wouldn't have been so like bored as a kid, you know, right. Just, I don't know. It's just different when you're raised, when you live in a big city like this, it's completely different than when you live in the country and you have nothing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you feel like you're going to die every day because there is nothing to do.
Literally nothing to do.
Except for go to Walmart.
What'd you do today, honey?
Went to Walmart.
Walmarks. I love the addition of the S.
Walmarks.
It's several in one.
Yeah. What about you?
I think if I could change one thing, I would probably just change my...
Be white.
Like the way I thought about money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like being more, just being smarter about it. The funny thing is like working in banking, I learned how to do that for other people and was horrible at mine, which was so like, you know, oxymoron because it's like, how could you do that? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So that's what I would do. I would probably change my, like, maybe that and maybe wish I had a better relationship with my dad.
One thing.
Got it.
One thing. I'm going to choose.
Dos. Yeah, I think
if you could choose one thing about your life is the fact that I said only one and you changed it to two. Right. So now you get two.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Always. Got it. Yeah, Tony's brother was in town for a day and a half.
Yeah, why was he in town for just a day and a half?
He just stopped by because he didn't want to fly straight from Brussels all the way to San Diego.
Wait, why is he going to San Diego?
Because once he gets to San Diego, he's going down to his mom's house because it's cheaper for him to drive to Mexico than just fly down there.
Does she live in Tijuana or does she
She lives in Baja.
Oh, so is it like, how many hours?
He said it's like 3 hours away.
Oh, okay. So he must drive, obviously, to Tijuana. That sounds fun. I wish I would be on that plane to San Diego and never come back.
Oh, San Diego's beautiful. I like it because San Diego's there's a lot of beautiful. Sailors.
Yes. There's a lot of seamen.
For you to swallow.
Right. Or to go to my butt.
Right. You know, Dr. Wes Stone lives out there. I mean, he's a guzzler.
Who's
from what he tells me on Twitter, he's a guzzler.
I'm sorry, who's that?
Dr. Wes Stone.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know who
you
he
met
is.
Him at Pride 48.
Did I? Oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh, my God.
Who was he?
I'll show you a picture. Okay. I can't say his real name. It's Dr. Wes Stone.
Okay, I think if you were to show me a picture, I'd probably know who you're talking about. Yeah. So I apologize in advance.
Me too.
Oh, God.
You're fired. Yeah, so his brother was here. He was only here for about a day and a half. Mm-hmm. We went out to eat. We did some shopping. And then he's like, I'm tired because it's really like 4 a.m. for me right now. So,
oh, shit.
So he was a little tight.
I sleep on the plane.
Right.
Quit being a pussy. Sleep on the plane.
I hate sleeping on planes. I can't do it.
I would have been like, quit being a vagina. Quit being a vagina.
Quit being a vagina.
Well, vagina. That sounds fine.
Google it, loca.
Where's my chocolate?
Right here in my tum-tums.
Asshole. I hope you get really horrible diarrhea.
Already had it. It was wonderful.
Okay. Anything else you need to talk about?
You said the cars.
Yes. So I got a new car.
Did you?
Yes. And I will Instagram it or Facebook a picture of it when I have it. So, yeah. I got it yesterday.
What is it?
The truck I wanted. The SUV. And it's exactly everything I
wanted.
Can
we go back to you changing something about your life to yesterday?
Right. Can we do that? No. You know what? It actually ended up being a really, really good deal. It's essentially the same thing as my car. It's just an SUV. In terms of like, it's a little faster. It's a little bit better in gas mileage. And it's about the same in payment wise, and my insurance is going down, so, and I got a really good rate on it. It was like 2.9% on my rate, which mm-hmm. is amazing. I've never had, no one's ever said, oh my God, you have such perfect credit, here's your,
well, we have 0%.
Yeah, well, because you're an
or
asshole.
0.09 or some shit. Yeah, like that,
because you're an asshole.
Well, you know, happens.
Yeah, anyway, so yes, I got a Mazda CX-5 in red. And it's got all the bells and whistles.
Where is it? I didn't see it outside.
It's not. It has to be delivered. I know. I'm like one of those people that I don't have my car because it's being delivered. I feel like such a douche saying that.
So when are you getting it?
Tomorrow. No, I'm sorry. Either Monday or Tuesday. So one of those 2 days.
Why didn't they just go pick it up for you?
Because it was not in the vicinity. of them to go pick it up. Like, it was at another dealer, so they have to transfer it to this dealer that I got it at. So, you know, I mulled about it first. You know, I asked you, we went through all that. And I, you know, did the math. And once I did the math, my intention to go in there yesterday was not to get the car. My intention was to just drive it and see if the math was going to work. Because if it did work, then I was going to get the car. I mean, that's, you know, yeah. But my intention was not to go in there and be like, okay, just give me any deal. We're going to get the car. He gave me a really good deal on my car. And, you know, my payments are not, they're basically about the same that they are now. So I'm not really spending that much more money. And I'm saving money all around. So, and it's less years than I have to pay. So the deal was done.
How is it less years?
Because my Honda Civic, it was for 7. And not, this one's for 5.5.
Oh.
So.
I didn't know you could get a car for 7 years.
Some places will do it and some places won't. But remember, like, when I went into the Honda, my credit wasn't that great at the time. So I was still trying to repair my credit. Mm-hmm. And that's why I got stuck with that. Which is fine. Like, you know, it was fine because it was an entry car. I did love that car. And my intention at first was not to sell it. My intention was to keep it and pay off the car and do whatever. But I also started to think, you know, I needed something that was a little bit bigger. The car was a little too small for me. And I hated driving in the snow because it was so low to the ground. And that, not that it was a big problem, but I did hate driving in the snow in it because I could easily lose control very quickly. And I could easily get stuck anywhere because my car was so low to the ground. So it is what it is. It was, like I said, it was a very smart decision in terms of the whole experience and the contract. So it's done. It's a done deal. I don't have the car anymore. And it's funny because I had to take the car in today.
Why couldn't they just let you have the car until the car arrived? That's kind of crazy because you could have just drove to the...
Well, I think it's because they need to, like, check it and stuff. Like, they want to make sure that if there is, quote-unquote, anything that's broken, like, they can repair it and stuff so that they can wash it, you know, fix the paint and do whatever. Like,
I would have had to make an arrangement. Like, so, y'all can get it on Tuesday when I have a car.
Oh, no. I didn't care about that. They could have taken it, whatever. But I ended up having to take out all my shit from my, like, trunk and stuff. And I was like, God damn, where did all this crap come from? So
you do have a lot of stuff in your car.
I do.
I do not. I have a car and I'm going to use that fucker until it dies and then I'm done with it.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that when I talked about it with my other friends and, you know, which I'm just that type of person that I know I'm always going to have a car payment. And even though I try to tell myself I'm going to pay this car off and I'm going to keep it and I'm not going to have a car payment anymore. Like, I just know myself and it's, you know, I'm not saying that I'm going to trade this car in already because obviously I haven't had it yet.
In 6 months. Right. You'll be done.
In like 2 years. No, but I'm, you know, my intention was never to trade in this car, at least not this early. Like, my intention was always to keep the Honda until it was paid off. And then at that point I would see, okay, do I really want a new car? Do I feel like I want to have a new car? Then I would change it. But you know what? Whatever. The deal worked. It worked out in my benefit and I got more for my car than what the loan was, so why not? So that was the only reason it was going to work. Like, if it worked math-wise, otherwise I was... And I told him, when I walked into the place, I was like, I'm letting you know now. If it does not work within my budget, it's not going to happen. You can try until you're blue in the face. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. And he was like, okay, well, let's try to make it happen. I said, okay, well, try to work your magic. And voila. It was honestly one of the best car buying experiences I've ever had. Not only because the guy was really nice and he got me what I wanted and because I got like a really good deal in terms of the interest and all that stuff, but also because I actually got what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like in previous cars, I always sort of compromised, you know, like, oh, okay, fine. I'll take that because, you know, it's got most of what I want. No, this car has everything I want. So I'm happy. I'll be driving it sometime Monday or Tuesday. So
cool.
You will see it next week at our Junkie Cast party.
I changed my mind.
Ugh, God, shut up.
I changed my choice on what I changed for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 5 minutes ago.
Oh my god.
All right, anything else?
What time are we at? 44.
I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
No.
I know you're starving.
I'm hungry, but I'm not starving.
You're hangry.
You're
delusional.
Mom. Are you guys ready for Christmas? Are you ready? Are you ready for Christmas?
No.
Do you have a lot of people to buy for? Like, do you send your gifts for your, like, sisters and stuff?
Gift cards. Because it's too much to mail. It's too expensive.
Instead of just mailing them a gift? Meaning, like, buy it online and then send it to them?
Right. Because it costs a lot more money to do that. When I could just electronically send them something for free.
Yeah. You know, I actually kind of think that Amazon is a great thing for that. Because you could just send them an email and they have the money. They could just deposit and they can get whatever the fuck they want. Because Amazon has damn near everything, if not everything.
Mm-hmm. Or I can ask them what they want and have it shipped to them, probably. But
yeah.
Might have to use their, like, 10. One's 8. No, let's see. Yeah, one's 8, one's 10, and one's almost 19. So, I mean... Oh, and then I have a 4-year-old nephew, and so, I mean, it's... Actually, I have 5 nephews. I don't know what the hell's wrong with my brain right now. But 2 of them are 10. One is 8. One is like 13.
I think she's drunk right now.
And the other one is 19. And the 19-year-old, he's like, whatever. He's like, don't talk to me. Mm. You know how teenagers are.
Oh, one thing I did want to talk about. What are your thoughts on the $1 trillion budget?
I have not read anything about that.
Oh, you haven't read anything?
Mm-mm.
Girl.
Are we getting money?
No.
Then I don't care.
Right. Right. Isn't that awful? Well, I don't know what I haven't read too much about it, but I don't know. That just seems like
a lot of money.
And they did it right before they closed. So now they can't go back and, you know.
Oh, I'm sure some dumbass Republicans go like, no, emergency session.
Right. No, this was it was passed by the Republicans. Because they're the ones that are in office.
They must be getting something good out of it.
Right. As always.
Probably a white president next year. Or
hopefully a female.
Mm-hmm.
Not Michelle Bachmann. Oh, didn't she retire? Or not retire? Like, she did something.
She's in the loony house.
Well, I mean, her brain is in a loony house.
She's not going to be governor anymore, I think. I think she's, or senator, or whatever she is. Yeah. She's done.
Did she retire, or did she just remove herself?
She's still working. Until the next session, I think. And then she's done. Anyway, she's batshit crazy. We don't care about her.
Yeah. Well, we care about her because she's funny. Because
she's batshit crazy. All right, Roger, say bye.
I mean, just trying to finish this off.
Gotta go.
God.
Oh, you guys, we have a new outro.
No.
We did it in one take.
We will be recording.
I held up my part just to let you know.
Oh, yes, because you're so fucking perfect.
Oh, it happens. Anyways, 8 years in the making.
Well, this is perfection in like 2 days.
Yeah.
Be That's nice.
Long days. All right, anyways, we got to go. This is Ricky.
And this is Steel Plant.
Sing Steel Plant. This is
Steel Plant.
No, like Roger, Jazz Roger. But
no, I don't like that. That's so dumb.
All right, bye, people.
Bye, you guys.
See you next week.
See you, Drunky Cast.
We
might do it live.
Oh. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Foul Monkeys podcast. You can give us a call at 863-666-0377.
And then you can
keep going. It's one take. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious.
Facebook.com/foulmonkeys. This is not going to be
tweet
one
us.
Take.
You can tweet us at Foul Monkeys. And you could also find us on YouTube by searching for Foul Monkeys.
And look out for our Instagram soon to come. Instagram.com/foulmonkeys.
This is what you get for a free show. This is sad. Real sad.
Okay, and that's the end.